Yo, we back at it again on this Sunday, chopping it up in the shop. Guess who we got on the show today? We got Carla, man, and she about to drop some jewels on y'all. You know what I'm saying? About her book. She got a book on Amazon. So, Carla, talk to the audience about your book, what we need to know about it. Educate us on some hot topics, some points on how we need to, like, pick up on what we need to learn and how we can grow from this and how can we insert this in our everyday business.
First of all, I'll start by saying I'm Carla. You can find me on Instagram at Boss Hair Boutique. And I'm a stylist that serves Tampa and Atlanta clients. I do locks, shortcuts, braids, and extensions and silk presses.
Right. Okay, that's what's up.
Now the book I just published is actually just a profit and loss ledger, but people want to keep track of their daily income or amounts coming in and their daily expenses.
Oh, okay.
In the beginning of the book has the equation. You know, I always believe that if you start at the, you should start at the end, like your end goal, in order to plan how to get there.
Gotcha.
So it has the equation in which many people have already seen, where you put in the amount that you want to make per year, mm-hmm. and then break that down per week, which is right. 52 weeks in the year,
okay.
then per day, 7 days a week, okay. to let you know how much you need to make per day in order to reach that goal.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. So with that being said too, are you going to ever host a class with the book, like go to different seminars and go to different shops and educate all the salon? Is that in the future?
It is in the future, you know, to get the book out there, know more about it. I mean, I will do like pop-up shops, maybe go to the hair shows or whatnot, you know, to sell the book. But I mean, and in addition to that, end of the day, making a journal or book or whatever to help share some of your knowledge is like creating another stream of income.
No, okay.
So that's the revelation that made me want to put the product out there, because I know a lot of people need it. Right. A lot of people don't keep track of a planner. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't have a CPA, or if you're new in business, you probably can't afford a CPA right off.
Yeah.
So it's best in case you have to talk to a tax preparer, it's best to have this information on hand. And I think my ledger or book is something you can keep track of daily.
Let me ask you this, and I got enlightened about the CPA. Educate me on this though. Is it like people using other people's dead information?
To do what?
A CPA.
Well, CPA is a certified professional accountant. Like a tax
preparer. Oh, okay.
You probably talking about a CPN.
Yeah, CPN.
No, they're two different things.
Two different things.
And a CPN, you know, you're not supposed to use dead people's social security number. CPN is really like made for wealthy people who want to protect their identity and their personal information, like social security, so people won't like commit identity fraud, like steal from you and whatnot.
That's what
the original purpose of CPN was for.
But
the CPA, that the tax accountant, is a person to help plan your tax liability. They like help you when it comes time to file taxes. But if you get a good CPA to help you with your business, they could plan ahead so you will pay the least amount of taxes possible.
Oh, okay, nice. That's what one of my lady friends, she's one of my CPAs. We were talking about SBAs and stuff like that. She got me going with my business, you know what I'm saying, on certain tips. And thanks to that CPA that, you know what I'm saying, from then and now, you know, I mean, I've seen a lot. So I'm still growing, and to this day, just learning the expectations of having an LLC. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's being an entrepreneur is hard work, you know what I mean?
And it's actually more work than working a job.
Yeah, it is. But the thing about it, you can move how you want to move and do how you want to do with being an entrepreneur. Certain stuff you got to sacrifice. You got to have sacrifices with this, you know.
Yeah, because as far as your time, I mean, I felt like working a job all day, sitting there for eight to 10 hours,
mm-hmm.
it really wasn't rewarding for the amount of money I was making. It just wasn't.
Nah, okay.
Like, as far as being an entrepreneur, you free up your time. You could make more out your day. You could plan to have time with your family. If you got kids still in school, you could be there for them to go to school. You don't have to take off to go to open house or when they have a doctor's appointment or when something happens.
Right, okay.
To me, that's why being an entrepreneur was more rewarding to me in those aspects as far as the time aspect.
Yes, that's facts. And two, can you share some more on your book? Like, what interesting topics? What chapter? Like, oh, this sticks out to me.
It's not a chapter book. It's just like a journal in which you keep track of your expenses and daily income.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So it's just like a journal, a ledger book that you keep track of your budget and whatnot.
Gotcha.
Now, I am coming out with a book.
Well, that's what's up.
That you can read. They're going to give you a little insight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about the stylist industry, about the beauty and the beast aspect of being an entrepreneur in the beauty business.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's going to be a little more interesting.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. And having her on the show, man, it's a blessing, you know what I mean? Because she's dropping jewels. She letting everyone know that's in the beauty business on how to protect your funds, how to see how the chart going with your funds, like putting your stuff in charts, you know what I'm saying? Each and every day when you wake up, when you start your business, and that's what that planner book is for, you know what I mean? It's personal, it's business, and learning from her is like, you know what I'm saying, jewels. It's great education. And what else I want to ask you? Campaigns. You got any campaigns with it? Like, any
not campaign? At this moment, but for, you know, everybody knows school and getting ready to start back.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to do like a little back to school campaign for
back
the kiddos.
Back to school. Mm-hmm. Yes, back to school.
So we can get this thing jumping for the kids going back to school. You know, them kids look good, they feel good.
Look good, feel good, and act right. You know what I mean? A fresh
most
lineup.
Most of them act right. Some of them act up, but most of them act right.
And if your mom say you can't get a part, you got to listen, man. I do want to put parts in your head. When you sit in the chair, but if it's up to the mom, she has you. Yeah, I can't do nothing about that. I'm just being respectful. But I would put a part in if she wanted me to put a part in. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this is just a little sneak peek, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do some more things on this Carla show, you know what I'm saying, on this book. You know, we're going to see what we're going to write down, and we're going to discuss something. You know what I mean? What's the next episode you want to talk about with your book?
I would say creating other forms of income.
Mm-hmm.
Creating multiple streams of income, that's important these days.
You think in your life, you think you ever going to see a million?
I think I will. I think I have, and I think I'll win them.
That's the goal, man.
Yeah, I want to see it in 1 year. That's what I want to see it in.
A millionaire status, millionaire, you know, being a millionaire, that's the goal, you know what I'm saying? But also, having a million, I'm not going to let it change my dynamics. I'm still going to be me, Marlon. Carla going to be Carla, and we're going to make the money, not let the money make you.
Exactly.
But we up out of this show, man. Book your appointment at primocuts81.com. Carla, tell them where you want to book.
Book your appointment at bosshairboutique.glossgenius.com.
All right, man. Y'all have a happy, great Sunday, man. From ATL to down South Florida to all over the world, worldwide, man. We up out of here. Peace and love.